New Danish ROFUS campaign targets youth gambling. The Danish Gambling Authority has launched a new campaign to increase awareness of the ROFUS self-exclusion program among young people. Currently, over 15,000 young men aged 18 to 25 are enrolled in ROFUS, the authority's register of voluntarily excluded players. Quote, "For many, games are an entertainment product, but it is important that there is also room for people to take a break from the game. And ROFUS can be a good tool for many. We hope that our new campaign can help inform the target group, which here is primarily younger men, about this." Anders Dorf, Danish Gambling Authority Director. Gambling popular in social gatherings. To better understand young men's gambling habits and their awareness of ROFUS, the Spillemyndigheden commissioned a study revealing that gambling often plays a prominent role in social gatherings, especially during pre-party events. Interviews with young men revealed that while gambling is common in these settings, there are few conversations about its potential downsides. Dorf explained that people may be worried about speaking out about the dangers of gambling as they do not wish to draw attention to themselves. As such, the authority is hoping its new campaign will help start conversations between young people about the dangers of gambling and reduce the social pressure to take part. Related: Spillemyndigheden fixes error in ROFUS self-exclusion registry. Video campaign highlights dangers of gambling. The Take It ROFUS campaign centers around a 60-second film that contrasts scenes of a pre-party with interviews featuring six young men. As the video unfolds, it reveals inconsistencies between their words and actions to show that young people may struggle more with controlling their gambling and supporting peers than they admit. Aimed at men aged 18 to 24, the campaign was carefully crafted to reflect scenarios relatable to its audience, ensuring it speaks their language and matches the pacing familiar from social media platforms. Tests suggest the campaign resonates strongly with its target group, thanks to its authenticity and depiction of real-life group dynamics. Produced by the agency Advice, the film will be played on various platforms, including cinemas, YouTube, Twitch, and popular streaming services.